subject, she lied to me. Good morning, Stephen Shirley. I'm in my early 50s and have been married for over 10 years. Here's the thing. Last year, at a family get-together, my wife told her sister that she never wanted more than the two kids she already has. Now, flashback to the day before we were married. I had told her that I wanted at least one child, and if she was willing to have one more with me, and her answer was yes, she would. Then she told me that she had her tubes tied and that we may have to do in vitro fertilization to make it happen. I had a job with great insurance to make that happen. Now, 3 years into the marriage, the opportunity to get a house comes up, and my wife told me that we can get the house now, and after a year or two, we can try for the baby. Now, mind you, the apartment we're in with her two kids is small, and her oldest is about to graduate. So we decided to go for the house, and we got the house. But the house is an ARM, adjustable rate mortgage, for 2 years, and we couldn't refinance for 2 years. In those 2 years, I lost my job and she started her own business. Now, at this point, I am trying to keep the house, not worry about having a child. So I took a job that has me doing a great deal of traveling while she is at home trying to drum up business. In the midst of me traveling and worrying about all the bills, my health suffered. Needless to say, we lost the house and I have no health insurance, and the child is the last thing on my mind. Thank God we were able to find a new home and get our business up and running, get her business up and running, and my health issues taken care of. Now, back to last year's gathering. I prepared the meal like I always have since we've been married, and all of her family is here. And the subject of kids and how many kids you want came up, and she says, in all caps, I never wanted more than two kids. And I'm standing right behind her. So I'm asking you, Steve and the Morning Crew, am I wrong for feeling like going to a lawyer and filing for divorce? Well, that's a little drastic. Going to a lawyer and filing for divorce, I understand you're hurt because you heard that. But based on that conversation, I don't think that it should be about divorce just yet, because you guys have always been going through something from the very beginning with her having her tubes tied. Then you guys opted to get a bigger house and put off having a baby. You know, you needed a bigger house if you were going to have a baby. Then in vitro fertilization came up. You had insurance when you were working. Then you lost your job benefits, so you couldn't do it then. Then you had health issues, and then you said having a child was the last thing on my mind. So I think both of you have been going back and forth. You because of your issues, her because she was honest and said she didn't want any more. She didn't, but she told you she would. So yeah, she's going back and forth, and then you're going back and forth based on the circumstances. So is this so drastic that you need to get to a lawyer and ask for a divorce based on what you heard? I don't think so. I think, you know, you guys need to talk about it again. And if she says yes, then get busy and have that kid now while she's saying yes. Steve?
Let's shut all this mess up. You're in your early 50s. What you gonna do with a baby? Period. Have you ever thought that just maybe, the time has passed y'all? Have you thought of that? Are you so stuck on what was said to you at the beginning of the marriage? Forget all that done happened. You stuck on what was said at the beginning of the marriage and what you heard at the barbecue last Friday. What? Y'all really, man? Are you serious, bro? Here's your whole problem. You still stuck on what was told to you years ago, and you're ignoring the changes that has happened. Mm-hmm. You keep acting like cause you want it, it's got to be so. Do you know how many things in life you must prepare not to receive as you receive the things you want? This is a clear case of you just wanting what you want. I told her I wanted at least one child, and if she was willing to have one more with me, and her answer was yes, she would. Okay, she told you the truth. Mm-hmm. She said that she had her tubes tied and that they may have to do vitro fertilization, whatever that is.
In vitro fertilization, Steve.
In or out, whatever. Something got to go in, though.
Yeah, in vitro.
Well, she told y'all had to have that, whatever the hell that is. You had a job with some great insurance that could make that happen. Now, 3 years into the marriage, the opportunity to get a house came up. My wife told me we can get the house now, and after a year or two, we can try for the baby. What'd you do? Yeah, I want the house. Now, mind you, the apartment we are in with her two kids is small, and her oldest is about to graduate. Now, dog, y'all's two kids and y'all's oldest is about to graduate. That's a very important mistake that people make. Mm-hmm. So we decided to go for the house, and we got the house. Okay, baby over house. Remember that now. Mm-hmm. You chose the baby. You chose the house over the baby. But the house is an ARM adjustable rate mortgage for 2 years, and we couldn't refinance for 2 years. In the 2 years, you lost your job. She started her own business. Now, when you lost your job, then you lost that good insurance that could pay for the introvertilization.
Introvertilization.
In vitro fertilization.
It don't matter. They ain't having the baby. Mm-hmm. you call it what you want to call it. But whatever it is they have, they ain't having this baby. Then you lost your job. She started her own business. Now, at this point, I'm trying to keep the house and not worry about having a child. See, you stop worrying about a child because you're trying to keep the house. So you took a job that had me doing a great deal of traveling while she at home trying to drum up business. In the midst of me traveling and worrying about all the bills, my health suffered. Okay, now you ain't healthy no more. Needless to say, we lost the house, and I have no health insurance, and the child is the last thing on my mind. Okay, cool. Do you see that? The child, maybe all this was brought about so y'all could quit talking about having a child and raise the ones y'all got. You don't see that. Thank God we're able to find a new home, get her business up and running, and my health issues taken care of. Now, back to last year's gathering. I prepared the meal like I always have, and we have been married, and all of her family is here. And the subject of kids and how many kids you want came up. And she says, I never wanted no more than two kids. And I'm standing right behind her. So I'm asking you, Steve, in the morning crew, am I wrong for feeling like going to a lawyer and filing for a divorce? Going to the lawyer filing for a divorce for what? Maybe she was telling her sister that she never wanted more than two kids. She didn't want more than two kids. She told you she would have one for you. But she still may not have wanted no more kids. She ain't lied to you. You the one put it off because you ain't even healthy. Now, you at a damn barbecue, and you hear your wife say she never wanted more than two kids. Now, you want to get a divorce. For what? You chose the house over the baby. You chose your health over having a baby. You chose getting back on your feet and investing in the business over the baby. Now, you mad at the woman. Hey, dog, did it ever occur to you that having another child was not in the cards for either one of you?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.